Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, land lovers. Welcome to the Captain Grinsey Show. Come on board for the trip of a lifetime on the Sea of Life. Join Captain Grinsey and enjoy some homespun philosophy as Captain Grinsey uses a microphone to bring you into the weird, wonderful world inside his head. Enjoy the trip, me arties. And here at the helm, Captain Grinsey.
Ahoy there, shipmates. It's the captain here. I'm on my own on the bridge at the moment. The crew are on a bit of shore leave. I occasionally let the guys wander around, you know, pick up a glass of milk, biscuit, and I hold the fort myself. Got a great show tonight. We got some lovely special guest tonight. Can't tell you anything at the moment, but she is from the UK. She's got a Celtic connection, which is great because we're Welsh, and she's from one of the other Celtic countries that we have in the UK. And we've got some great music lined up. And, of course, we've got Robert, the producer, coming on with his choice of two fine tracks later on. In about 30 minutes, we will be bringing our guest on. But I think I might just kick off the show tonight with a lady from America, one of the best singer-songwriters, one of the best songwriters, I think, of the last 50 years. This is Carole King, and from a great album called Tapestry. This should be I Feel the Earth Move. As I said, it should be. I feel the earth move. I can't feel anything moving at the moment. I'll give it another little click. Ah, Carole. Thank goodness for that.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble whenever you're month of May. Oh, darling, I can't stand it when you look at me that way. Hey, I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble in whenever you're
Carole. There we are, the wonderful Carole King from Tapestry. A song called I feel the earth move. And obviously I do, because I'm on a ship, you know, on the sea, bobbing up and down as you do on the ocean. And I'm not far out to sea at the moment, because obviously I've got to get the crew back on board. I'll have the old radio operator coming back in shortly. He's out on a mission. And we will go for a little cruise. But we'll go for a cruise, a virtual cruise, around the inside of my head, which is an interesting place to be from my point of view, but it might not be your cup of tea, or tazas de té, as we say in Espanol. But I'm not going to do the Spanish stuff tonight, because obviously I'm in Wales. So I'm going to do the Welsh stuff, but not only the Welsh stuff. I'm going to move around a little bit. So I'm going to go to, maybe I'm going to go down to Australia. Maybe I'll go to New Zealand, or maybe a bit of the both, as we say in the trade. Great band called Crowded House. Played them before. No excuses. Going to play them again. Great song. Very inspirational. Song called Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House and Neil Finn. There they go, fading away. That's the wonderful Crowded House. Of course, the main songwriter is a guy called Neil Finn. And I think him and his brother, Tim Finn, started the band. So they were in a band called, Split Ends. That's what they were called. And they had a great song as well. That was called Don't Dream It's Over. And wonderful. The drummer, a guy called Paul Hester, unfortunately died a year ago, I think. And sad loss. But sometimes that's the music business. So it's not always a good thing. The music business, it can give you temptation, and it's not always a good thing if you can't say no to something. So let's not dwell on that one while I wait for the scurvy crew to come back on the good ship Sea of Life, so I can hoist the yardarm and a technical term if you're a naval man like what I was or still am. Obviously, I'm a captain. Okay, let's do a bit of country, but it's not a country. Artist, a country song written by a famous country guy called Hank Williams. This is a lovely lady who actually, she stole a lot of people's hearts. And this is a song called Cold, Cold Heart, and it's the wonderful Nora Jones.
So hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. The teardrop stars. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold
Ivory's Nora Jones. Great song, Hank Williams song, Cold, Cold Heart. I'm not too sure where the crew have gone. I'm not, what's happened now? I don't think we want to hear that again. Oh, she's okay. Sorry, Nora. Not good enough. Tried her best to have sneaked in, you know what I mean? Trying to be sneaky on me. But it didn't work because the captain could see right through her little disguise. So, sorry, Nora, but no. Big thank you, but no. Okay, we don't want to do that again. We don't want to make the same mistake we just made, but it might happen because the captain's flying solo at the moment. So let's get straight on with another track, which might play. It might play. And this is one by a band who I know Roberto, the producer, will be coming on with his choices a bit later. And also, he'll be bringing on a special guest who comes from Scotland. And her name is Natalie Whitfield. If I've said it right, it could be Whitfield. I do believe Whitfield. And Natalie's a singer, a really lovely singer. She'll be playing some of her own songs when she comes on in about 15, 20 minutes' time. In the meantime, let's kick off once again with an American man Roberto, the producer, just loves. I think it's a song called FM, and the band is called Steely Dan.
The
there they go, fading into the distance there. The wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Stevie Dan. I know Roberto, our producer, actually loves that particular track. He's told me many occasions that he loves it. And Roberto, our producer, that is, he's based out in Michigan, up by the Great Lakes. And I think he's in a place called Grand Haven. I may be wrong, but I do think he's around that era, area of an era. Anyway, it's his era. That's Grand Michigan up in, Grand Haven in Michigan. What am I talking about? Anyway, not far away, I suppose. Well, it looks pretty close on the map. It's probably a couple of thousand miles away. The captain's not really good on land. He's excellent on the water. He can tell you exactly where the water spouts are going to be, but not on land. So I'm going to play a track. Hopefully, this track will be from a band. If I get this right, it'll be from a band around about Roberta's area. Maybe not Detroit, which would have been a bit of a Motown thing, but go back to the 70s and late 60s, and let's play this, and let's see if at the end of this track, I think I'm going to bring Roberto, the producer, to come to talk to me, and maybe he can tell me who this is. I'm sure he can. Here's a mystery track from around that area. Andy.
Open up your sleepy eyes for me.
Can't have your heart in.
I've been waiting all the night. People waiting for the light. Sunshine. Wake up, sunshine. Let me feel your warm sunlight on me.
Can't have your heart in.
Night was long and night was cold. But today we're one day older.
Sunshine, you make my life sunshine.
Wake up, sunshine. Ooh, it's good to have you here with me.
Can't have your heart in.
Can't imagine what I'd do, but feel too lonely without you.
Hey, there we are. That was a wonderful band. Roberto, the producer, might be on the other end of this year. Radio Telegraph. Are you there, Roberto?
Oh, absolutely. I'm here. How you doing there, Captain?
I'm very, very good. I've got the crew back. The good news is that the cook...
I thought it was the cabin boy.
No, the cook. The cabin boy hasn't arrived yet. I've got most of them around, you know. Yeah. I've got the ship's band locked up in the hole, ready to play. Yeah. But I've got the chef, the cook. He's gone down to the galley to get me some food. And that makes a lot of sense from where I am, because I'm, you know, actually famished. I've been living on the old biscuits, ship's biscuits, you know. I've had to give a couple of them to the ship's dog, which is, you know, unfortunate. But yeah, there we are.
They weren't laced with arsenic or anything. You ain't trying to get rid of the ship's
dog. The ship's dog and me, we get on really, really good, as you know. It's only when he has a problem with some of the food he eats that he tends to let things go from the back end, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I have to say, sometimes, you know, we call it the captain's quarters. We're not rude on the ship, you know.
Right.
The captain's quarters, by the way, Roberto, go back in the old days of the sail, you know, the big ships. used to go out on the Spanish Armada and all that stuff, and the captain was always in the aft end of the boat, of the ship.
Right.
It's not a boat, it's a ship. And so therefore, any reference to the back end of anybody's body, I like to say it's the captain's quarters, you know. You know what I'm trying to say? So the dog had a few problems in the captain's quarters, and I got to evict the little beast occasionally. But tonight, he's not about.
Right.
So we're okay. Anyway, what was that band? Go on.
You mean What's My Selection? Or
what was that name of that band that just played then? Going back to the 70s. Come on.
I couldn't
it's
name
not
it.
It's around your area, you know?
I know.
They were one of those bands with the brass and all that. I play them a lot, you know. And it wasn't Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
No.
It was the other one. Anyway, it's Chicago.
Oh, you know what? That was on the tip of my tongue, too.
Yeah.
I am sorry. Yeah, well.
It's okay. It's all right. You were Chicago. Great song called Wake of Sunshine. And I'm here. I'm not a technical man, but I'm trying to find something that I want to play to you. But I don't know what I press a button and something plays. I'll stop it. You know, remind me in one day. I don't want to do that. You know, because the captain is using computer technology and he's not really good at it.
Yeah.
Bit of a headache is the captain.
Yeah. Well, so, you need to get up. You need to get up with the time, sir, captain.
I really do. Which time? You know, I mean, you're on different time to me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on in my time in the UK. It's 5 to 9.
About. Oh, that's late, man.
Well, what, in the morning. Well, what time is it with you?
It's four. It's actually five minutes to four here.
There you go. So you got the luxury of being in the afternoon, and I'm in the evening.
It's because you guys like to start so early in the morning for me.
Oh, you know, we'd like to do our best. Anyway, Captain. I mean, I'm the captain. Sorry. A lot of confusion going on tonight. Chef,
excuse me, I apologize for that.
Some food in the galley. No, I don't mind you doing whatever you want to do, Roberto. No, you know, we're sort of liberal. We're a liberal bunch over here, you know. And unlike some of the, you know, the people I could mention on my crew, but we are liberal.
Yes.
Anyway, do you, I'm leaving it to you entirely now. I'm now for the next 15, 20 minutes, Roberto, I'm going your way, as we say.
Oh, I know. You
are guiding me. You're a little pilot who's come out in our little pilot cutter to guide my ship, the Sea of Life, into port. So I'm with you.
Good.
I'll follow you. Tell me what you want to.
All right. Well, this guy that I'm going to play for you is a guy that I know that you like. It's Michael McDonald.
Ah, great.
And it was one of the songs that it brings back a lot of memories. It's one of the ones when was really popular here in the United States. And I think it was pretty popular over your way, too. I'm not totally sure because you guys are so far behind the eight ball there. So.
I saw this year, as you know, so I'm right up to speed with Michael.
All right, well, let's get him going. And
very close. You just play him, and I'll just talk to you on at the end of it.
All right.
Give us your best shot, Roberto. I keep forgetting, though. That's right.
Thank you.
You know, looking back on that song right there, Captain, I remember actually seeing him live in New York City at there was a bar there. And when I saw him there, he was actually just him singing that very song there. He was behind a piano. And I really didn't know that that was the actual Michael McDonald. But I was like, God, that guy sounds a lot like him. So.
I must apologize during that. There was a little blip, you see. A bit of music came in while Michael was singing there. And that wasn't me. The radio operator came back in, pressed the button, and kapow, you know?
His big sausage fingers, I take it.
Funny thing, last week just brought in from the chef now.
Oh, really?
Sausage and chips here, you know, with a bit of curry sauce. It's very, very nice, Roberto.
Wow. Well,
shall I... do you want me to play one now?
That'd be great. Before we bring our guests in and stuff coming up here.
Yeah, it'd be lovely. Last week we were playing stuff. You played me a great track, Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a Seven Spanish Angels, which is a lovely song.
Oh, yes.
And so I thought, okay, well, I was saying that Ray Charles did a great version of it, and you know, Merle Haggard and Willie did a great version of it. So I thought, well, I'll find something that's got Ray Charles and Merle Haggard together, especially for you. Okay? So I'm going to play you now a little track, which is the great Ray Charles and the great Merle Haggard. And it's a little song called Little Hotel Room. And especially for you, Roberto, check this out.
Celebration, what I had in mind, I sit here sipping all glass of wine. There's a working telephone beside my bed. Wait, the calls are coming in. Think the line was dead. Oh, there's no on the ceiling, just about all. There's a picture hanging crooked on the wall. The music on the radio plays on. For a moment there, I thought they were playing our song. Oh, there's no. Falling star, I wonder if you see it where you are. And wouldn't it be something if it's true? You would make the same wish that I do. Oh, there's no.
Great Ray Charles and Merle Haggard together.
That was a good one.
That's a good one. Oh, hello. See, now I've got to watch this. These guys. And you know, it only happens with the American guys, right?
I know.
Dora Jones, they keep kicking in all the time.
Oh, well, I think what it is you guys are still mad at us.
Well, you know, and it might, we did send you that in the first place.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? We sort of colonized you, didn't we? Let's be honest. Come on now.
Well, yeah, I know, yeah. You sent us all away, yeah.
You know, you've got the Vikings and all that, that little theory, but then you've got, you know, as I said last week, you've got the Chinese who built these massive junks, you know, which is all the 1,000 men, and they got to America before the Vikings.
Right.
So when it came to checking people in and making a bit of a history for yourself, it was the Brits. We sent you out there, and we sent our boys out there. It was a bit of a tea party in Boston, but we can forget that little incident.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we'll forget about it.
I used to sit with my friends in Australia. I used to work in Australia, you know, on the ship. The good captain was out on one of the big lines there. And these Australians would be giving us a bit of grief. And I would say, listen, I happen to know that you were handpicked by the best judges in England. You know, they were the penal colony, you see, Rob.
Yeah, right.
We sent them out there. Come on. He's been told to fight the hand that feeds you.
Oh, well.
Right. Carry on then. Whatever's next. I'm with
you. You know, this is another. I like to pick your brain a little bit, and so
okay.
this next performer that's coming up, you might know and you might not, and but I've seen her. I've seen this person in concert, and I'll tell you, I was amazed. It wasn't really what I was expecting, but it was a very good show. So I'm gonna pick your brain a little bit, and then after you tell me who it is.
Okay.
Remember you.
go, Captain.
Well, no, I don't have a clue on that one, Roberto. I mean, I thought it was very 80s, and then I thought, no, maybe it's one of these newer bands like Effervescence or one of those bands with a girly singer, you know, who...
Right.
I don't know. I mean,
well, I really thought, to be honest with you, Captain, I really thought you would nail it, to be honest, because... No. This is right up your genre of, you know...
My genre, Rob. You can't say this I got on the radio. Heavens above. I'm sitting on my genre as we speak. Okay.
This is right up your alley. How's that?
Up my alley. It's even worse. Crikey, Roberto.
Well, the thing about it is that I thought you would nail it. I really did. Because this...
Paramore?
What's this?
Is it Paramore?
No, Abians.
See, we don't get it. We don't get that over here. You keep doing this to me, you see? You keep doing these hick town singers who are only big in it, you know? I mean, we don't get them.
Well, that's what I said. You guys are kind of a little behind. I'll bet you our guest knew who it was. I'll bet you. When
bet
you
our guest
didn't. You think so?
I think not. I don't know.
I'll bet you a buck that she knew who it was.
I know, then. Do you want to bring our guest on? Then?
Yeah, I think she's ready.
Okay. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Did you know who that was?
I just caught the end of it. No, sorry.
Oh.
I just caught the end of it. So.
I had a sense of it. Oh, yeah, you're lucky.
Okay, I'll just stick together. No, you've lost a buck there, so.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
Sorry.
I'll PayPal that to you.
Do you want to say who that was then, Roberto, again? For Natalie?
Avians. Yes.
Avians, sorry.
It's called Taking Me Over. Avians, Taking Me Over.
Okay. Well, I thought he was quite, you know, sort of rockish. And
I really thought you would get it. I did. I really did. I was like, you'll get this one. Huh?
Remo and Evervescence, they're the ones with a bit of a girl singer going on. But no, I didn't get that at all.
Wow.
I can only apologize to both of you for my ignorance in this matter. However, I will say that ignorance in this case is bliss. So there we are. No, Roberto, not my cup of tea, but there we go.
All right, I apologize again.
Yeah, you'd have to apologize to me. Apologize to Natalie. She's a singer. She's a girl.
Oh, no, I quite liked what I heard of it.
There you go.
Well, I didn't hear enough of it to see who it was.
Okay.
Now, have you ever heard of Abians or Natalie?
I'm sort of with Quincy. I thought it was Evervescence or something as well, but so no, I've not heard of them. No, so but sounded good.
Yeah. In that genre, it sounded good, but it don't do it for me. Then distorted guitars and all that stuff. You know what I mean, Roberto?
Yeah, I know. You're
so awesome. Down the Steely Dan Road, didn't I? And,
that was great.
I think we should introduce Natalie to the listening public.
Right.
So do you want to do that?
Natalie, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, come on, Natalie.
Like Quincy was saying, come from Scotland, up in Stirling, been singing and playing the guitar for a few years, so just local bars, did a festival back in August. Denny Cassine Festival. Music-wise, just locally, just now.
So you like playing the local pubs up there and stuff like that, just local venues, or?
Yeah. And the festival, it was fun. It was quite good. It was really good. So, I like that.
Wow. So Quincy.
Yeah.
What can you tell me? You've met Natalie, haven't you, or Mike has?
No, we met online.
Really?
And yeah, we played some of Natalie's songs online, and we enjoyed it. So.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was. That's right.
And because we both from a Celtic country, it would be nice to have Natalie on, and here she is.
I was actually looking at her Facebook here just a little while ago. Now, you like Celtic, the women, right? Yeah. I actually, that's one show I want to bring my wife to see that. I just love listening to them sing. They're really good. But we got actually a couple songs of hers there, Captain.
They're all actually mine. I mean, they're covers. I've, I have got my own stuff, but I've just not put it up on online yet. So
right.
Okay, so let's play one of Natalie's covers, and I'll listen, and that'll be great. And which one do you want to play, Natalie? I mean,
I put Eve of Destruction. That was the first one I put up, and I really like Eve of Destruction.
That was the old Barry Maguire song, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a 1969 protest
Barry Maguire, he used to be the singer with the Four Wheels on the Wagon Bunch, you know, the new Christy Minstrels. He was the singer with them.
Right. I just remember listening to my dad's LP when I was younger, and I loved that song, but I didn't know the meaning, what it meant, but now I think it's quite still relevant to the word that's in it. So.
Should we just kick it in and we can talk to Natalie? So you're Natalie Whitfield, okay.
She corrected me too. I kept saying it over. What?
Something like that. Let's go on, Robert. Okay, get in.
Very good job.
Lovely song. Yeah, I mean, it's an unusual choice, Natalie, isn't it, for a girl to go back that far and pick up those songs.
Well, that was, I was sort of brought up listening to my dad's LPs, and my first two LPs that I bought when I was seven was Bob Dylan and the Beatles, but that was my dad being fly. He wanted to listen to them as well, so... but it was all 60s and late 50s stuff. I really love so, and I really like that song, but obviously I didn't know what it meant at the time, but but now I know, and I still think the words, some of the words in it are quite relevant today, so I thought I'll do that one.
It's a powerful song. It is a powerful song. I've been listening to Dylan today, funny thing, in the car. I put a Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Now, you guys both know that on this network, I was told that just recently, I think it was a Sunday, that how do you guys feel about the Beatles? Do you think that the Beatles were overrated?
No way.
No.
See, that's actually our good friends and pals there, the Mannix, had brought that up, and I was like, oh.
The Mannix Preachers.
No.
Sweet Mannix. I'm sorry, Sweet Mannix.
They've got their own show. They're two young girls from South Wales who are just starting out in the music business.
Right.
And they have a show on a Sunday. And but, you know, the reason I say that, you know, in my opinion, I was there sort of thing. You know, I was involved in music during that time, and I know how much the Beatles changed everything.
Yes, they did. That's like, I couldn't understand. You know, the thing about it is they opened up the rock and roll scene over here in the United States, at least. You know,
the British, the English invasion, you know, the States, spurned lots and lots of bands who were influenced by, you know, the Beatles, really, to be honest. In those days, pre-Beatles, if you look at the English charts anyway, they were all singers with bands behind them.
Right.
Or if they were a harmony bunch, they'd have the harmony bunch singing, then there'd be a band behind them. And the Beatles, they did it all. So they played everything, sang everything. You know, when these guys were young, they were out in Germany doing 6 hours a night, and you learn a lot of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened with the Beatles was they were from Liverpool, which is a major port in those days, more so than today. And the sailors would come off the ships with these American import records, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the Marvelettes, and we couldn't get them in this country. So the Beatles were exposed to all this stuff coming from America way before the rest of the UK. And they were singing these songs like, you know, Please Mr. Postman, and You Really Gotta Hold On Me, Smokey Robinson. You know, so they were a great cover band before they actually produced any of their own songs. And their first album, they go into the studio, they record the whole album in a day. You know. And these are young 18-year-old kids. And I look around today and I think, we've sort of lost that ability to just, you know, without technology, without using a lot of synthesizers and all that stuff, just chuck four guys together with a couple of guitars, put them in a recording studio and say, okay, guys, you've got a day, do what you want to do. They'll end up with one song because they'll be overdubbing, doing this, checking that, redoing that. Well, the Beatles, it was so well rehearsed because they've been together in Germany in these clubs, you know. So, no, I don't think, in answer to the question, the Welsh contingent are saying, nope, the Beatles were not overrated. They influenced so many people, including the Beach Boys, who, after listening to Rubber Soul album, Brian Wilson just went and wrote Pet Sounds, which is now a classic album.
Okay.
But you can talk to any musician-y type of chap, and I'm sure I don't think they think the Beatles are overrated. What do you think, Natalie?
Definitely not. And they definitely stood the test of time. I mean, look, everybody still loves them. And if I, for instance, maybe play All My Lovin', or like you said, really, You Really Got a Hold on Me, that's one of my favourite songs. You've all the younger ones in the pubs and the coffee bars and stuff, they're all jumping about and loving the Beatles songs. So I definitely think, I don't think they're overrated, no.
Yeah, strangely enough, years ago when I was the captain, was like I was in. I was one of these guys who used to play in the house band of a big club, you know. We would have to play for all the star attractions of the day, you know. They'd come in, give us the music, and off we'd go. You know, we were lucky we were one of those type of bands who could do all that stuff, as well as doing our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a band there called the Bootleg Beatles. They were the first sort of Beatles tribute band, okay. And they used to do a great show. They used to go right through the whole Beatles era. The drummer was about 6'6", but when he sat behind the kit, he looked like Ringo. You know, they had a left-handed bass player, Paul McCartney guy. They had just come back from a tour of Russia. That's how big they were. Because the Beatles, obviously, when a band breaks up, you're never going to see that band again, you know. So they get these tribute bands coming in. and there's loads of ABBA tribute bands about at the moment. But it, I was going to say, was the same Vince, the Bootleg Beatles, are now doing a national UK tour. I was reading it yesterday in the paper, and with a full orchestra.
Wow.
Now, that's going to be fantastic, because they do sound like the Beatles. They look a little bit like the Beatles, and they recreate the Beatles music really authentically, and it's fantastic.
Wow. Now, you know my daughter, she's, Captain, she's 16 years old. And last year, I can remember this as plain as day, she loves her music. That's all you have. She's got her iPod attached to her head at all times. And one time I heard this Beatles song, and I go, "You listen to the Beatles?" And she goes, "Heck yeah, man, they rule." And I'm like, "You know how old that band is?" And she goes, "I don't care how old they are, they rock." And I'm like, "Oh my God." I said, 16 years old. I mean, how many years has it been?
Well, you know, pardon me, excuse me. That was the, the galley, the chef has done a good job on the sausages. But I can't blame the dog. He's not here. Anyway.
So Natalie, what was your inspiration getting into the music?
Well, my dad, he's always played the guitar. And you were talking about your daughter there loving music. I've always loved music. Late 50s, Sam Cooke, Solomon Burke, all that kind of thing. And the 60s, Janis Joplin, totally loved the Doors. Anybody that knows me will tell you I love the Doors. And just listening to all my dad's LPs and stuff. I mean, I think a perfect album for me would be the soundtrack from American Graffiti. Just all that kind of stuff I love. But I mean, there is obviously modern stuff I love as well. Pink, she's awesome. Just growing up and with my dad playing the guitar, and then it was only about 5 years ago actually, he got me a guitar. And funnily enough, talking about the Beatles, he went up to Edinburgh for the day, and I can't read music, but do you know how you get in the music book the little lines and the fretboards and the dots? Yeah, but the dots showing you the chords. I'd actually learned half of a Beatles song by the time he came back. So he decided to go out and buy me a guitar, and it just went from there. So, and my brother, he plays the guitar, and my mum as well, but she was quite, and I like quite folk music as well, Peter Paul and Mary, and my mum was into all that. She was into the finger picking and stuff, so it sort of runs in the family a little bit. Everybody loves music.
Good pedigree there, really. Sounds fantastic.
Well, we got another song of hers.
Okay, what's this one then?
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. I'm going to let you announce it.
It's a cover version of The Searchers, Take Me For What I'm Worth. So,
another protest song. Susan, come on then. We'll talk after.
Yeah.
Don't try to understand me. You never could do that. Wonder being hurt. I'm a girl with too many problems that keep knocking at my brain. So if you want me, you'll take me for what I'm worth.
If you want me,
you'll
take me for what I'm worth.
I don't pretend to be your thing. My sins. There's no one but a family in a world. And though you think I'm weird, don't try and change me. See, cause if you want me, you take me for what I'm. Even, and if one little tear you breathe.
That was an excellent song.
Thanks.
Yeah, you really did a good job on that. Now, do you have any? Do you have any of your albums out for sale right now that people can get a hold of them and buy maybe these singles or?
No. I mean, if people went into YouTube and listened to them, that would be awesome. Just rated them just now. I'm working. I do write on my own stuff, but a lot of it's on not finished yet. So.
Right.
I just thought I'd put up a couple of covers of songs that I liked on YouTube at the minute.
I used to work with the Searchers, several times I worked with the Searchers.
Did you?
The drummer was Scottish.
Oh, right, I think.
The original drummer. It's funny how you remember these things, but Mike Pinder, John McCarty, the last bass player was in for years and years was Frank. The original guy was Tony somebody, and he did most of the singing when in the beginning. Tony Jackson, I think. But the drummer, yeah, he was a Scottish guy. A bit grumpy, I've got to say. He was a bit grumpy.
Scottish people grumpy.
Doesn't the Scottish people and the Scottish men always beat each other up all the time?
No, not all the time.
Okay, that's the TV then.
Yeah,
because I watched a movie one time, and they're like, it's like, you know, every time I see these guys, they're beating each other up all the time, you know.
No.
Maybe that I'm thinking of Irish then. Maybe I'm thinking that's what I'm
thinking. Oh, nicely moved there, Roberto, yeah.
I think we both get the same kind of rap. No, it's not true of everybody. So.
Well, I think there is a caricature of a Scottish person that you know is this white red-headed guy with a big tam on his head and goes on picking fights. But I don't think that's true.
I was just wondering.
Roddy Frey, Master Camera, is Scottish, and what a sensitive, fantastic songwriter is Roddy Frey. I wish I had some Master Camera. I could play for Natalie now, but I haven't. Can I play a track before we do another one?
Yeah.
And the reason I want to play this track is because, like, it's nothing to do with the Scottish or the Welsh. It's about these American guys. Let's pick on the American guys, I say. Because you know what they're like? These American guys, right, they sort of go out there and they do these things they're not supposed to be doing before they get caught, you know, and all that stuff. And it's a great song. It's a great song. And it's George Jones, who, again, was a, if you were, you know, if you
Mr. Perfect, yeah, right.
If it's George Jones, he had a few problems with his wife, he liked to drink. Ray Charles and Chet Atkins are a great guitar player. But there's a country music comes up with real truth, you know. That's an old saying, a country song is three chords and the truth. And this is a song about a couple of guys who go out and they do things they shouldn't be in places they shouldn't be, and they're doing things they shouldn't be doing. But it's really funny how they use that against each other. It's a cracking little song. I must play it for you. It's a song called We Didn't See a Thing. Listen to this.
Well, I swear I didn't see you with your wife's best girlfriend drinking beer and a dancing to the western swing. And I didn't see you kiss her and leave that bar room with her.
No, I didn't see you.
And I didn't see you. And I didn't see a thing. George, I know I didn't hear you tell that blonde that you wouldn't marry.
No.
I know I didn't see you hiding
your wedding ring either. And I know I couldn't have heard you call your wife and tell her that you were working. No, no, I didn't see you.
I didn't see you.
And it didn't say that.
We've got to stick together. Keep our story straight.
Now don't forget, Ray, I was down in Atlanta.
Sure you were. And I was working late.
Yeah, you know it's always a good to see
you. Sure, it's good to see you too. But I didn't see you.
I didn't see you.
And I didn't see a thing.
$100 you owe me.
I don't know what you're talking
well,
about.
Well, I sure do recall our bet on last night, the football
no,
game.
No, I don't, but you know if I had a seen you, I certainly would have paid you. But I didn't see you.
We've got to stick together. Keep our story straight.
Don't forget, I was down in Atlanta.
And don't you forget, I was working late.
Right, you know it's always a good to see you.
There you go.
Absolutely.
True story of American men.
Right.
You go. I didn't see you and you didn't see me. And by golly, I'm not going to let this play right now. There you go. The radio operator next to me caused all sorts of mayhem, pressing buttons when he shouldn't. But that had the extra thing about that song, it had the unmistakable chicken picking of Chet Atkins on guitar. Great.
Really?
Yeah. So there we are. We've got him back at the Americans now. Then Natalie, we can claim a few points back on the scale of him running down the Scottish men for fighting all the time.
Yeah. But put that sort of image in your head to them rolling out a saloon and Johnny Cash, A Boy Named Sue, when he punches his dad through the bar window and stuff. So.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, there was a few Scottish people who did a few things in the history of Scotland, same as the Welsh, you know.
Yep.
But basically, we can both blame the English for everything, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Blame us for everything, eh?
Well, not the English, Robert.
Oh, the English, okay.
Can't go to English. You're only in all fairness, you are an American citizen.
Don't blame anybody.
Rob's right. There's good and bad everywhere, I think.
Everywhere you go, yeah. There's no such thing as a generic national trend, is there?
It's like religion.
I could tell you a true story about the Welsh and English concerning being belligerent and fighting, if you want to. A quick story. Can I do one?
Yes, you can.
Okay, well, the Welsh and English, they didn't get on for years like the English and Scottish didn't get on, you know. Actually, I'll tell you something. Scotland, and Natalie wouldn't know this, it was called Hen Gogledd in Welsh, which means the Old North. And Scotland was Welsh-speaking. It's hard to believe this. Scotland was Welsh-speaking. The people spoke Welsh before Gaelic, you know. It's a long story called the Old North. And they used to come down and help the Welsh. Anyway, there were these English guys going to try and get into Wales. The mist was down. It was all very misty. And the king thought, oh, fair enough. Some Welsh guy shouts out to the mist. He said, one Welshman is better than 10 Englishmen. And the king says, go on, get in there. Send 10 of his best men in. Anyway, big sound of a fight. Nothing. Nobody came back. So the Welshman says, one Welshman's better than 100 Englishmen. So the king sends 100 Englishmen in. Another big fight. Nobody came back. And the Welsh boy says, well, the Welsh are better than 500 Englishmen. So the king was getting really nasty at the English king. He sent in 500 of his, what's left of his best men into this mist. And after about half an hour, one of them comes crawling out on his hands and knees. He said, don't go in there. It's a trick. There's two of them. So that sort of sums it up, you know. All right. Sorry about that. Oops. All right, so we're going to do another one on Natalie's or Natalie?
Actually, I only had two of hers, but that's it.
Do you want to play one of yours?
I'll play one. As a matter of fact, I'll play the one I just started. Actually, I was playing around. This one, I'm just going to play it because everybody loves it. And it was a hit here, and I'm sure you know what it is because you're the captain, so enjoy.
Enjoy.
There you go, Captain.
Steve Miliband.
Yes, yes, yes.
Abracadabra.
What do you think of that one there, Nelly?
I quite like it. It's okay. I like the Joker.
Definitely.
I think that was my favorite song from there.
Now, Captain, you said your band plays this.
Well, the ship's band, we've got Natalie. I should explain to Natalie. We have a band, Natalie.
All right.
We lock them up in the holes, you know. I record them now and again, And we do that. We do that song, and we do lots of songs, and we've been going a long, long time, Ship's Band. In fact, if I may, I'd like to play you a track that the Ship's Band have recorded, especially for the show. Can I do that?
Yes, you
do. Okay. Yeah, I've let him out the hole enough to get this done. This has been one we've played before. But Natalie might know this one. Again, written by a guy called Wayne Carson, who used to be the lead singer with the Box Tops. Years ago, if you remember the Box Tops, Natalie, in the 60s.
No. I'm not sure. I'll know it when I hear it.
You know the song, because Joe Cocker did it then, and he did a great version of it. And sometimes, sometimes you don't get a good version of the original. Sometimes you get a better version. This one New Fire did not necessarily a better version of Gotta Get Into My Life, but certainly a brilliant version of Wet, the Scottish band, Natalie, did a great version of a Peter song as well, didn't they? What can I do? Whatever it's called. So sometimes people do improve a little bit on the original. And I think Joe Cocker's version of this improved on the Box Office version. And then, of course, the Ship's Band, we did it, but we do it in a style sort of like Joe Cocker and a little bit ourselves. This is the Ship's Band recorded live doing a Box Office song called The Letter.
I'm coming home. I've got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an airplane. We got time to take on this train. Whoa, the days are gone, I'm coming home. My baby's gonna be a letter. My baby won't be a letter. My baby won't be a letter. My baby won't be a letter.
There you go, Ship's Band.
That was a good one.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, they can play a bit, yeah. Slammed it out a bit there. Yeah. What do you think, Natalie?
Oh, sorry, I stopped, but I was on mute. I haven't seen that. Thank you, Julie. Great. Are you the singer in the
band? No, I don't play the drums on that band.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. So we just do covers. We just, there's only a three-piece band. There's only three of us.
Yeah, so, sounded really good.
We're just slamming out a bit, you know. But there we are. Now, we earned a living at it for a long time. So before, well, we used to work on the ships, funny thing, the band. So we did the whole thing around the world and all that stuff. Did a year in New Zealand and... You know, we've done our paid our dues, and as I say, we used to be the resident band in these clubs where, you know, you'd have these big name acts come through and we would do our own thing. And then we'd sort of play for whoever it was who needed the band. You know,
right.
So we're like a working band, really, just a bunch of journeymen, really. But
anyway. Get to do what
you love,
so,
oh
well.
Yeah, it's sort of
good.
Yeah. Do you ever want to make a living on it, do you think, or... Would you like
I'd love to do some of my music, yeah.
Well, I mean, even, you know, because unfortunately, there's usually, unless you get really well known and famous, you have to do covers to earn your money, but there's a good living out there, you know. People say,
yeah.
The guys down in Wales, you know, doing the circuit and you know, they work three nights, four nights a week, and they earn the same money as they'd work if they were in a full-time job, you know, so... And do something they really enjoy. So it's still an opportunity for people to enjoy themselves, play with, you know, play the music and earn a living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good fun. And it, like you say, it is covers because that's what people want to hear.
That's what people want, yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah, I mean, I could play my own songs forever, but something that would be very popular.
I mean, I would do stuff if it was a band tonight and it was all musicians there and stuff, play some of our own stuff. But you tend to just do covers when you're going around, just like you see the circuit, playing the circuit.
Yeah, people want covers. To reference on it. Yeah, they need to know, you know. And a strange thing is as well, I find they clap the song sometimes rather than the performance. You know, they like certain songs. They, you know, a really bad band could go on and play them, and they're still going to clap because they love the song. You know, so I don't know what that is. So we're coming close to the end of the show, I think, Roberto, are we?
Yep.
You know, is that about right? So?
Yeah, we're right at the four-minute mark, and actually next week's show, you'll be doing a two-hour show, right?
That's great. So have you enjoyed yourself, Natalie?
I have. Thanks very much for having me on.
Very welcome. It's a pleasure. And, you know, keep recording those covers because, you know,
all right.
There's a guy
with us who I work with, a young lad who wants an X Factor, right? And I write songs with him. I do write songs with people. And he gets lots of hits on YouTube. And if you go to him, his name is Tom Richards.
Right.
Tom.
And his YouTube site is Tom Richards Vocals.
Right.
And he gets, you know, he puts something up and he gets 10,000 hits. He gets 20,000 hits. He puts covers up. Bruno Mars. He gets, you know. What I'll do, the last song tonight, if I may, and we maybe come back and talk in a while, just before the end of the show. Can I play you a Tom Richards song that I wrote with him?
Yeah,
right now, do we have time for that?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, I'll play it now. Sure, no talking. Oh, here we go.
I'm gonna look back on the way that you made it.
Well, that was young Tom Richards and the Rewind Man.
He's
only a young lad, and in fact, he starts his own radio show with us next week, I do believe, Roberto.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it. Tuesday.
That's right, yeah. And young Tom, go on if you check him out, Tom Richards vocals, and he's a good lad. And,
hello.
He's good. And he gets it by being covered, doing covers, you know.
All right, like, see, just before I go, there's a woman, quite a good friend of mine. She's over in Michigan, and just to say hi to Iris, Melissa Smith. So, hi, Iris.
Hi, Iris.
I told her I was coming on, so I've got a lot of good American friends over there, but she's over in Michigan with Rob, so.
If she goes to Tom Richards' website on YouTube, he sings a song called Iris.
Oh, does he? Oh, right.
Yeah, by the Goo Goo Dolls, so that's good. So Iris can listen to Iris.
Ironic.
Yeah.
Ironic.
All right, well, Captain.
We need you there. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you very much.
Thank you as well.
You're welcome anytime, you know, just keep in touch and all that stuff.
That's brilliant. Thanks.
We hand it back to Roberto now to finish off the show, Roberto.
All right, and see you next week.
See you next week.
Avast there, landlubbers. That be it for another journey. Let's head home, where the following wind will be there soon. But don't forget to tune in next week for another weird and wonderful journey as the Captain Quincy sails 4 sheets to the wind.
God, it's on the 4,000!
Keep bosun! Drop the mainsail! And let's break out the ram. We'll always keep our welcome in the hillside.
Are you kidding?
Till next time, my hearties.